It's a region plagued by political conflict and economic crises. The International Monetary Fund says 141 million people in Arab countries are hungry. And at nearly 30%, they have the world's highest levels of youth unemployment. The region also faces a humanitarian crisis. Internal conflicts have created the largest number of refugees and displaced people in the world, while suffering acutely from climate change. Temperatures have soared and water is scarce.
Against this backdrop, Arab leaders will be meeting in the Algerian capital for their annual summit, the first since the pandemic began 3 years ago. Since then, there have been geopolitical changes.
The Arab world has long been divided, but the decision by some countries to sign the so-called Abraham Accords and normalize relations with Israel shifted dynamics.
If you consider that Palestine was always really at the heart of the Arab League and what it stood for, this new alignment of states with Israel, potentially against Palestine, is something that is certainly transformational. The other issue has been obviously the Ukraine war as of late, which had a massive impact on obviously energy markets, on supply chains.
The impact is being felt by the lower income countries, where societies are struggling with rising food and energy prices. The Ukrainian war has also had an impact on the politicians' calculations.
The desire not to be drawn into the conflict between Russia and the West does seem to be something that all countries in the region share. So they are looking to insulate the region to the extent that they can from being drawn into what might become a new Cold War.
Arab leaders are engaged in the tensions between the East and West, among them Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He has been under U.S. pressure due to a decision by OPEC Plus to reduce oil output. Washington believes that works for Russia's benefit.
Whether a unanimous stance and statement comes out, first of all, in support of Saudi Arabia, second of all, in support of Arab neutrality away from the current Russian-Ukrainian war, because this, if it happens, will empower the Saudi political decision and the pushback against Washington's pressure.
Arab summits have had few, if any, impactful resolutions due to regional differences. But this time around, the challenges as a result of international developments may affect the outcome. Zeina Khudr, Al Jazeera, Algiers.